Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says it will likely be a while before the town knows what will happen.
Well, what happens from here is it goes to the state legislature. So at this point, they need to look at the Pratt and in our community. So ultimately, it needs to go to the legislature and be introduced as a bill at that level. And then typically, the legislature would make sure the local community is in favor of it and also put restrictions on it that any of the Pratt revenue would have to be earmarked for road construction and road-related projects.
Hartsheim noted in some cases, including Rhinelander, the legislature asked the community to hold another referendum to make sure the public supported the additional tax, which is paid in large measure by out-of-towners and is strictly used for roads.
The next step is for this to go to our legislators, who will guide it through the legislative process and hopefully approve it at the state level and then ultimately get it on the governor's desk.
Hartsheim says being a tourist-oriented town, the services they provide are far greater than you would think for a population of 5,000. With the extra revenue, it would spread more of the costs to maintaining a tourist community over the year to all users instead of just the local population. Hartsheim says Minocqua has 160 miles of paved town roads, noting that blacktopping alone costs $150,000 a mile. Rhinelander and Eagle River both have approved a Pratt. Ken Krall, WXPR News.